Do worms have kneecaps? The answer next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moments host, Ian Taylor.
New fossil discoveries in China are being greeted by evolutionists as among the most spectacular of the century. The fossils, say evolutionists, represent some of the earliest multicelled creatures. Evolutionists are publicizing these fossils as evidence for evolution. However, it's not difficult to see how these fossils support creation rather than evolution. The evolutionists admit that the fossils show that the first multicelled creatures must have appeared suddenly. This confirms creationist claims that life appeared suddenly and without evolutionary ancestors. These multicelled creatures were complex and complete. There were no fossils with partially developed eyes or other organs. They include trilobites that had some of the most complex eye structures of any creature that ever lived. There are also fossils of shrimp-like creatures and creatures with hard shells. Why, some of the fossils were over 2 feet long. Now, that's a big jump when you remember that the previous step was a single-celled algae. The evolutionists said that the creatures all belong to groups that still exist. Well, this means that science has now documented the history of some kinds of creatures alive today, right back to the very first record of multicelled life. In other words, these creatures have never evolved. Also of interest is how evolutionists explain the size of this fossil bed, which is miles across. One evolutionist actually said a violent storm probably stirred up the sea bottom and the mud settled over a large area.
To get our daily creation devotionals, newsletters, evidence videos, and more conveniently delivered to your email inbox, join our free emailing list by visiting us at creationmoments.com.